This is the Cal NEH American English Dialect Recordings Collection, produced with funding from the National Endowment for the Humanities and the Center for Applied Linguistics. This is tape number 28, side A.
And would it bother you if I asked you when you were born?
No. I was born March 7, 1919.
And 1917. And how did you get started doing the rug weaving?
Well, my sister has done this for years, and she just kept talking to me and wanting me to get started in it. I've never worked outside of home, so she thought it'd be a little project that I could do at home and make a little extra money. There's not much into it.
She lived in Illinois.
Yeah, she lived in Illinois. And she said she'd loan me her loom, which she had three. And so I just brought it over here and got started in it. And then in April, 7 years ago, she got killed in an auto wreck. Her and her husband both. So her sons told me I could go ahead and keep the loom as long as I wanted to and go ahead and use it. And it's just been a pastime for us, and we just like to do it. He's retired now, so he helps me, and I quilt quilts for other people and make quilts and sell them.
Are there quilting groups around here?
No, not that I know, other than senior citizens. The senior citizens do it. But I've always quilted ever since I was 13 years old, and it's something I like to do.
Huh. Did you learn to do that from your family?
From my mother. Mm-hmm. I make quilts and sell them. I finish these quilts and sell them, as well as make quilt tops and sell quilt tops.
You said your sister lived in Illinois.
Yeah.
She lived just across the river?
In West Union.
In West Union?
Uh-huh.
How do you get one of the rugs started?
Well, I can't hardly tell you now, Ben's what it's just a weaving up. But this year, when I get through here, I'll bring these through and put half of them on top and half underneath here and tie them to this. And then when we start, you'll start on one side, see those threads spread apart. And you put your shuttle through there like this.
And you want to start out with this one.
Huh?
You got to start out
with you got to start out with this. Put the heading on it.
You put 12 strings across each end, which you can see here.
Have 1 foot there. You change it, and those strings will
cross.
I see.
Like so. See? And you just do that with every time you throw your shuttle through there. And you make them as long as you want them. It's only 7 inches wide.
And each time you put one through there, you got to pull this bead.
Yeah. Each time you bring it through there, you got to bring the...
Beat your string back.
Yeah.
And you can make any design you want to.
Any length.
Mm-hmm. So you both work on them now?
Yeah.
Well, see, I got a new hip joint, so I'm not working at that yet. I did before I went to the hospital.
Okay. Do a lot of the people from around here buy rugs from you?
Quite a few. There'll be days, be weeks I won't sell any, and then there'll be days I'll sell one, three or four in a day.
Mm-hmm.
It just varies that way. And last year we went up to Fowler Park to the fun festival up there. Not Fowler Park, West Lemon.
Yeah.
West Lemon,
Indiana, to the Fun Festival up there. And I done pretty good up there and planned to go again this year, but he was in the hospital and I couldn't go. But that's about as far as I've ventured out with them. Mm-hmm. But I do put them on display outside on that rod once in a while. I just didn't get them out there today. I've been busy.
Saw one last night. If it fits, we should come back and get another.
Yeah. And they last. That's one thing about, they'll last a long time unless you happen to break one of these your threads in here. And if you do, well, there's not much you can do. And if people understand that they can repair it, but they don't understand how to do it, so.
They bring it back to us, we can repair.
I see. This one's pretty over here.
This one?
Yeah. How did you come up with that pattern?
Well, see, that is really just a plain brown. It's your threads that makes a pattern. See? Mm-hmm. It's just a brown tweed like.
Which now it'll be all white in here. This will be all white.
Next
it'll
time,
show up brown.
They'll all be white like this here. But these threads is what makes your designs through there.
Mm-hmm. When you start out to make a rug, do you write the design down somewhere or?
No. I just have it in my mind what I want to do. Mm-hmm. If I put a border on, well, some rugs, we haven't got these tied down. Some rugs you put 3-inch strips in them. And there's some rugs that's got borders on them. There you go, one that's got a border on it. And you can make them just small strips like that. I don't see any right now that's got a border on it. But I just make up whatever I want to do.
Yeah, you had one over here you said was made out of bread wrappers.
Yes.
I just got a border on it, see here.
That's how. Most year I put 6-inch strips on there, then I make 3 or 4-inch borders.
Mm-hmm. That's something. That'd be good for a doormat, wouldn't it?
Well, they wear. Mm-hmm. I keep one in front of my refrigerator all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's back door when I come in and out, too.
Oh. Looks like you got quite a few rugs around here. Where do you get your materials?
Most of my material comes in the southern part of Illinois. My brother lives down there and they just load it up with truckloads and bring it to me. It's a factory outlet and it's surplus what they throw away. And they just go, most generally throw it out in the trash and they go get it and bring it to me.
It's all new material except overhaul material, and them hit and miss now is wore out clothes.
I see.
You can recycle buying that. Now here's a runner. It's a 12-foot runner made out of overalls. Mm. Of course, that's double.
Mm-hmm. This is just all made out of old denim.
Uh-huh. Yes. And we had one that was made out of new denim. I don't know where we got any of them left or not.
No, well, yeah. Oh, ain't that it? It's about the second or third from the bottom.
These belong to another party. They had. No.
No. We're out of it then, unless it's in the yard.
Yeah, here's the one. This is made out of new denim.
Oh.
Something down there, too.
Now these are discards from a clothes factory in Illinois?
Uh-huh. I think it's a where they make upholstery and stuff like that, and a lot of it is.
They make clothing down
there. Yeah, but a lot of jeans, slacks.
Mm-hmm. You've been doing this for about 12 years?
About 12 years. Enjoy. It's something that we can spend our spare time in.
What'd you do with your spare time before you did this?
Well, we've raised 7 children, so I didn't have much spare time for them.
Looks like you've put quite a bit of spare time in it.
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. What kind of rugs do you most like to make? Do you like to make the darker ones like this, or do you like to make the?
Find out the darker ones, mostly in the browns, is the most demand now.
Mm-hmm.
And once in a while they want what we call the hit and miss, like we've got in front of the loom there.
Mm-hmm.
I like them.
Well, Some people wants brown. Some people wants a different color. Light blue. Mm-hmm. We've got light blue over there someplace.
Let's
some dark
here.
Blue.
Huh? Light blue too.
Yeah, there's a light blue one.
Mm-hmm.
And they want green and blue. They just different colors mm-hmm. according to what they got in their house.
Mm-hmm. Now this year is velvet, printed velvet.
Now, do you have to rip it into strips?
We cut them with scissors, and then we got sew
yes.
strips.
Now, the heavier your material, the thinner you want your stripes, because it'll work up for a good heavy material.
Pardon me?
They don't work up good with heavy material.
The stripes don't.
When you weave a rug, the heavier the material, the thicker the rug, isn't it? They don't turn the corners so good.
Mm. The wider material, isn't it? You see, we have to take strips like that, so many long strips, not to fill one of these. It takes several rounds on one of them, but
mm-hmm.
we have to go to the machine with it then.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I'm not set up to weave, or I could show you more.
No,
it takes quite a while to weave it up. Get it set up.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard on her back. I had to stand back here and get them strings ready. And then she's got to take this gadget here and go through there. See, it's got a little slot there.
Mm-hmm.
She hooks that and pulls it through, and then she's got to come back here
and
pull
it
through here. Yeah, we
can see. Mm-hmm.
Roll them on one at a time, mm-hmm. section, till we get 15 of them.